Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mia, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about healing our whole being, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And that requires gentle facing of ourselves with absolute honesty and a resting into and learning to listen to our inner spirit, and also learning to listen to the spirit without, within nature, within the world around us. And as we align more with this truth of what we are, we heal in every aspect, and those around us will benefit, and Mother Earth will benefit too. I've been a doctor for 34 years, and you can look me up on my website. It's livingawarenesswa.com. And I also have a Facebook and Instagram page and YouTube channel, all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode, because it's topical with me and with clients I've been seeing lately, is on feeling safe and whole. So I guess, how do we go about moving towards that feeling of safety and wholeness or wholesomeness? And the truth is that while we're identified with the ego mind and this experience as an absolute reality, then we're never going to feel safe, because it is illusory. Anything can happen at any moment. We don't really have any control. So I know that may be a bit disappointing to hear, but that's the truth. And that's what we try and do. You know, we cover ourselves in layers of defenses. We don't want to open up. We don't want to be vulnerable. We build solid houses. We try and get everything in order. We try and control things. We want things to be the way we want them in order to feel safe. But it may occur that all the ducks align for a period of months, but inevitably things shift, things change. We don't have control. And that's the beauty of it, because we're not really meant to. That's actually this essence that we are, this divine loving spirit, is trying to wake us up. It wants us to wake up to the real truth. And the real truth isn't this dream expression. Not that we can't enjoy that and fully immerse in it and be a part of it, but that the real solidness, the real safety, is in spirit, which, to be honest, when we're first starting on this journey, can feel pretty wobbly and not so solid. But it is loving, it is wholesome, and in fact, it is entirely safe as well. Because that real essence that we are, that pure beingness, we've been that since before we were born. We will be that after the body makes its transition. We have been that every day of our lives. No matter what's happening, no matter what thoughts are going through our head, no matter what circumstances, no matter what feelings of fear or sadness, the awareness, the essence has always been there. And it is solid, safe, loving. In fact, the only time or place that we are ever going to experience true peace and absolute non-judgment is in this moment, in presence, when we are centered. And the journey towards resting in spirit, resting in awareness, can feel really vulnerable, and it does require stepping towards vulnerability. But that's often, if you like, a prelude. It's like a pre-thought. And we often feel it before we're going to meditate, or we don't want to meditate, or before we're stepping towards something that feels wholesome but also very vulnerable. But once we actually do it, once we sit down and meditate and we've been breathing for a few minutes and we're starting to access just that presence, just being present with what is, then the wholesomeness, the peace, and that feeling of safety, that feeling of centeredness and being cared for starts to arise. So the fear, the wobbliness, the vulnerability is in the mind, and it's before we become present. The minute will certainly, in my experience anyway, I mean, not always, sometimes certain meditations might take me a little while to really access that essence. But on the whole, the minute I'm there in this moment, the peace and the safety feeling arises. And it's always a lot more wholesome. And that goes for, you know, if we're stepping towards changing our circumstances or changing patterns in our life, letting go of things, patterns that aren't serving us, it can feel really vulnerable. For instance, if we first start to stand up for ourselves or to set boundaries or whatever it is, it can feel very vulnerable. But once we're doing it, first of all, the universe will always support us. You know, spirit, when we're prepared to open up and step towards vulnerability, we will be held. But while we've got our defenses up and we're blocked and fear is stopping us from being open, we can't channel that beautiful energy that is presence. And the reason why I am talking about this today is because I think I mentioned last podcast that I'd had a hamstring injury that had been going on for a long time now, actually many months. And I'm sort of recognizing more and more that it's to do with fear, resistance around really letting go into this space of oneness. And that's because, of course, the ego feels very threatened by it, feels like it's being annihilated more and more. And there's still that unworthiness, that sort of lack of trust. It's like the deeper I get, I feel like I'm facing that Christ love, that Christ essence more and more. And there's still fear that I'm not worthy of it, that I'm somehow going to be judged. And there is also that fear of absolutely letting go. You know, I guess that's the identity, wanting to hold on. So although that feels, to be honest, that feels less in me now than the sense of unworthiness. And that, you know, I've been working for a long time on seeing others as entirely innocent and whole and loved and as this one loving essence. And that's really helped. It's really helped me recognize my own worthiness when I recognize that every other being is worthy and loved and this divine essence. So when I catch myself wanting to judge another, I know that that's to do with my own worthiness, and I really try and work on it. That's what the Course in Miracles would call true forgiveness, and it is so worthwhile. It will bring you home. Auntie Jinta does it too, just sort of automatically in her daily life. So she set a beautiful example for me of that, and of just accepting people where they are, knowing that everyone is held in this divine, gentle love. So anyway, I've realized that this leg has been to do with fear and resistance of sinking in. And what came to me actually in one of Auntie Jinta's online workshops was she got us to tune into what we needed to hear. And what came to me, which is still a beautiful feeling, is I am safe, and it still makes me feel just emotional. But what it, the safety is that in this divine essence, I could never be judged. I mean, the truth of what I am is not really the I anyway. The I is the identity, the this isness, the beingness is the pure essence. And it's the most gentle, the most sublime. It's not, you know, I'm using the wrong words, but there's nothing authoritarian about it. There's nothing that could even have an element of judgmentalness about it. It's almost like, you know, in the Catholic Church, I'd been thinking about a God when I grew up in Catholicism as a young child and teenager. There's this awareness of a God who would have judgment, who is all-powerful, and it's just not that. Yes, there is all-presence, and I guess the powerfulness, but it's not in, it's a gentle, just ever-present truth. That's the power. It's, well, that's my experience of it anyway. But the essence is sublime. There's no, could never be any judgment. And that feeling of knowing there could never be judgment, it's just a safety. It's what we don't experience in the world. You know, we all feel so vulnerable because we've been judged. We've been criticized, we've been put down, we've been alienated, we've been excluded. You know, all of those things have happened. And with this, so we're scared of that. We want to belong, you know, but with this essence, there could never be left outness. There could never be aloneness. And there could never be judgment because it is so sublime. The most amazing gentleness that you could imagine. The ego mind, my head, can't fathom it. it's only from experience sitting here feeling it now that I know. If I try and think about it, the head gets in the way, you know. And that fear of judgment or somehow unworthiness or guilt comes up. So when we're learning to rest more in awareness and out of our heads, that's what we're approaching and always belonging. In fact, there's a beautiful saying in the Course in Miracles, it's God is incomplete without you. And that's the truth of it. God is incomplete. This pure awareness is incomplete without you. And it doesn't matter what you've done, what your thoughts are, whether you're angry, whether you're thinking lots of thoughts that you judge to be unwholesome. And by the way, on this journey, because my ego has wanted to rope me back in as I've been getting deeper, all sorts of thoughts can go through your head. You can have inappropriate violent thoughts, inappropriate sexual thoughts, inappropriate, you name it, inappropriate thoughts can go through your head. And, you know, I didn't used to have that much anyway. In fact, I don't really remember it at all until I actually started awakening, and it was like the ego wanted to hook me back in. So, in fact, they're getting easier because I let them go now. I just see them and let it go. And I know it's just the identity being afraid of sinking more deeply. So it's trying to claw back. So I want to let you know, no matter what the thoughts are, no matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your emotions, the anger, the fear, the vulnerability, even if there's resentment, jealousy, whatever, all right, this essence is always here. It's not paying attention to any of those transient things that are coming and going, that are part of this dream. It's just here, being the essence of what we all are, unconditionally loving, unconditionally including us. So never left out, always loved. And that is the safety. That's true safety. And you know that you're just witnessing one thing that Isara or Auntie Jinta has always been is a beautiful example, because she rests in that pure awareness all the time and with such immense trust. And that's what I see. I've never witnessed her being scared. You know, of course, we all will keep that fear that we're meant to keep, you know, the fear that will stop us from walking too close to a busy street or, you know, stepping in front of something dangerous, that our reflex fear that we're meant to have to help us stay alive in this experience. So that, of course, will remain. But the psychological fear, you know, the always thinking something could go wrong, the fears for the future, the vulnerability, the not trusting the future, that I do not see in beings like Isara that are permanently resting in essence. And so that's the thing that's been deepening a little. And I know that my leg is teaching me in a way, is just that I'm safe as this essence. I'll never be judged. I'll always belong. I'll always be a part of every being that I love. Within and around every essence, we are all together in that oneness, never separate. Even animals I have loved, the earth, the trees. And, you know, that's why this connecting to nature, this connecting to the trees, to the earth, it so helps, because that if we're not connected, if we're just this isolated being trying to work on being present, it will feel more vulnerable. But as we connect with depth and presence to nature, to the humans around us, to the animals around us, we recognize that they are all there with us in that space, feeling earth at this moment as that divine essence. And it's a beautiful, it helps the safety mechanism. It helps the vulnerability. It's a knowing of truth and a supportedness in that truth by all the essences around me. So just letting you know that connecting to everything around you will really help. Sitting on the earth, barefoot, cotton clothing, or naked if you happen to be in your backyard, you know, and just connecting. And I did want to mention also one thing that I'm really noticing happening as I enable this feeling of safety in the oneness and wholeness. Well, actually two things that are coming up now. One is the wholeness, and it's, you know, all of you that are learning, that are coming on this journey, which is everyone that's listening to this, you beings that are old souls that are wanting to grow, wanting to face yourself, the journey is challenging and it can feel very vulnerable, but it's always more wholesome. So that's why I called it, this topic of this podcast, on being safe and whole. Because even though it can feel incredibly vulnerable and we do need to step towards vulnerability, it always feels more wholesome. And there's a great peace in that. And as I said before, once you've made the step, once you've opened your heart and trusted and you've gone into meditation or you've working on changing your circumstances, it does feel safer. You are supported. So that was the first thing. And the second thing was that control lessons. It's really been going through my head a lot lately with all sorts of things. When I feel that, you know, something, it might be something really simple going, what I think is going wrong with the day, or going wrong with someone I love, or going wrong with, you know, my life, something. And then I realize it can't possibly be wrong. It is as it's meant to be, and I can trust. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, if circumstances are requiring that I set some boundaries or I leave a situation or I adjust a relationship or whatever. Of course, that might be the case. But what I mean is, or even in that case, what I'm trusting is that I'm meant to experience this relationship so that I can then learn from it. So that there's been more trust and therefore a need or a willingness, sorry, to let go of control. And quite often it's been just going through my head, I don't need to control. I don't need to control this. I can just let it be. And that's a beautiful feeling. It's greater freedom. So that's what also happens as, because that feeling of safety, that resting into presence and knowing that we are safe and whole in that, it means that the fear starts to let go of its hold. And it's fear that makes us want to control. So there's deeper and deeper freedom. And the other thing that I want to mention, because I've really noticed it lately in some beautiful clients, and that is that as we, well, it's to do with suffering as well, but it's also to do with as we do work a little more on meditation or we do spend more time in nature, it creates an openness towards vulnerability. And vulnerability is what we need to do. You know, we need to be able to step towards if we want to heal. But just, you know, when I'm seeing in clients, and sometimes clients, you know, they'll come in and I'll ask them how they are and they'll say, I'm fine, because that's the, you know, the wall, I guess, that we all put up in the world. And sometimes it's a very functional wall. And of course, we need to say, I'm fine. Or, but in here, in this room, or, you know, with close friends and loved ones, we don't need to say I'm fine if we're not fine. And we really can speak the truth. And I've just noticed whether it's clients who they might still say I'm fine initially, but there's just more willingness after a few moments to start to share from the heart, to start to really say, actually, I'm sad or I'm vulnerable or I'm, you know, to speak the truth of their experience. And, you know, I had someone yesterday, a lovely client, I asked how he was and he said, I'm really vulnerable. And I just thought that was so beautiful as a straight up answer. You know, to me, that's a sign of opening, a sign of willingness to trust. And I promise you that is one of the keys to healing. Auntie Jinta says, I think I've said this before, she says that vulnerability is the hinge on the gate to great power. And what she means by that is, it's as I was mentioning earlier, that as we're prepared to open, even just let go of those defenses a little and be a little more honest, or even just be aware that we have fear and see it honestly and accept it, you know, acknowledge our fear, acknowledge our vulnerability, any of those steps of opening, any kind of step of opening will enable the power of the universe, the power of spirit, to start to flow. That's why I said the universe will support you when you open. And that's what I mean. When you open, you are opening the gate to power, to that essence of love, really. It's a loving power that you are, that you really are. And, you know, I said earlier, it's not an authoritarian power. It's not a in any way judgmental. There's nothing. It's just sublime. It's just safe. Gentle is the word. Tender, even. Wholesome. Completely unconditional. That's the power that will flow through you. And that's a beautiful power to have. So, and you know, I mentioned the word suffering, and quite often it is because we all have so many defenses up, because we have been hurt. You know, we have been, we've had parents that were also hurt, that had their defenses, that perhaps could have been angry or even threatening towards us, or perhaps even violent or abusive. Or, and so because we've been so scared of that, we've set up so many walls, so many defenses. And quite often it's our suffering, because defenses don't keep us happy, they make us suffer. And it's our suffering in the world that starts to crack us open. And so even though sometimes what we're experiencing can feel so painful or so vulnerable or so challenging, what I always see with clients is the beginning of openness. You know, that it is teaching them vulnerability. It's teaching them tenderness. They are having to learn how to be kinder to self, how to be more gentle, because they know that if they're not, they're not going to survive. So very often it's the very life circumstances that we don't want that are the circumstances that are helping us grow. So we can even trust that, we can even feel safe in that, you know, that spirit, the higher essence, God, pure awareness, whatever you want to call it, that is us. It doesn't want us to be unhappy. It wants us to find our way home, to find our way towards love. It wants us not to be suffering. So we can trust that anything that is occurring is a part of our growth. It's what at some very deep level our spirit is creating in order for us to learn and grow. So there's safety in knowing that too. Spirit would never want us. It's not about wanting us to suffer. Our suffering is in our resistance to what's happening or our thinking that this isn't wholesome, you know. But when we open up to it and we accept our fear and we accept our vulnerability and we even accept our resistance, we start to gain value. And I also just want to mention it's mid-December at the moment and Christmas is coming up in a few weeks, so Christmas and New Year. So I want to wish you all a really loving, joyous, peaceful Christmas and New Year. And, you know, really work on connecting to nature, connecting to your inner essence, on seeing the depth of your loved ones, even if they're difficult. And, you know, of course, we may need to set boundaries, but that whatever difficult behavior they have, look beneath it, because they'll be feeling vulnerable, scared, unworthy. So try and have, you know, work on seeing the depth of those around you. That's what true empathy is about. And this Christmas will be more wholesome. And look after yourself, love yourself, no judgment. Remembering that even whatever thoughts or emotions, even angry, jealous, judgmental, resistant, whatever thoughts that you don't like, you can still treat them with compassion. And just bring yourself back to presence. And the emotions, the fears, the unworthiness, just be observing those with the greatest compassion. Treat them in the same way presence would treat them, which is with unconditional love. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.